From the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hi there, I'm Andrew Bucklow, and this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Wednesday, the 9th of February. Former Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins has blasted Scott Morrison for his remarks about her rape allegation and also hit out at a lack of action. Ms Higgins, who claims that she was sexually assaulted in Parliament House in 2019, spoke at the National Press Club today alongside former Australian of the Year Grace Tame.
Yes, some of his language last year was shocking and at times admittedly a bit offensive. But his words wouldn't matter if his actions had measured up. Then or since. What bothered me most about the whole imagine if it were our daughter's spiel wasn't that he necessarily needed his wife's advice to help contextualise my rape in a way that mattered to him personally. All he could do, and that's how he realised it was a bad thing, I didn't want his sympathy as a father. I wanted him to use his power as Prime Minister.
In other news, a couple of tradies fixing a leaking toilet pipe in an apartment in Sydney made a pretty shocking discovery. They found some drugs in a cupboard and called the police, who have revealed that the illicit substances have a street value of more than $40 million. Detectives have released CCTV images of a man that they believe can assist with their investigations. To sport now, rugby league has lost one of its greatest ever players, with immortal Johnny Raper passing away aged 82. The Dragons legend fought a long battle with dementia and spent the latter part of his life in a Sydney nursing home. Also in sport, Australia's upcoming T20 series against New Zealand has been cancelled due to concerns around New Zealand's border restrictions. Australia had been set to play 3 matches across the ditch next month, but the New Zealand government's decision to delay the relaxation of its hard border has forced the matches to be scrapped. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To showbiz, Adele was on the verge of tears as she gave an emotional speech at the Brit Awards today. The singer went home with several trophies, including the big one, Album of the Year.
I'd like to dedicate this award to my son. And to Simon, to his dad. This album was all of our journey, not just mine. And I'm very proud of myself for sticking to my guns and putting out an album that was about something so personal to me. Because not many people do stuff like that anymore. And my son has been so gracious and kind and patient with me over the last couple of years.
Now Adele, who is dating a sports agent named Rich Paul, also sparked engagement rumours by wearing a massive diamond ring on her finger on the red carpet. We'll wait to hear more about that. And finally, it's been revealed that Kanye West and his girlfriend Julia Fox are in an open relationship. A friend of Fox's said the couple's bond transcends typical norms because they're evolved beings who just want each other to be happy. Whatever that means. That's the latest from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update soon.
Your headlines from news.com.au.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are 2 incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.